This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Thursday. It's a special Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. And I said to Tyler, the moderator, our operator standing by, can you whip up some Mexican food? He said, how about roasted chicken enchiladas?
Come on.
How about chips and guac? How about some margaritas on the Traeger called Traegeritas?
No, buddy.
You got to wave. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Now, I said to Tyler, you can make the margaritas. You got to make them towards the end of the show because we can't sip and socialize on this program. No, I'm sorry. We can't. That's final hour of the program. Come on in. Stay a while. You can dial us up. You can email, tweet, all the above. We say good morning to Peacock. Those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app. You can watch for free. Our radio affiliates, part of the vaunted Fox Sports Radio lineup, iHeartRadio, and our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all that forthcoming. Former NBA player Jim Jackson. He's been great every time he's joined us. A little bit later on, Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, has been great every time he's been with us. That's a little bit later on in the program. No NBA games tonight, which is interesting. Teams that played last night then have to turn around and play Friday. The teams that played the day and night before, they get to wait until Saturday. As far as action last night, Heat roll the Sixers up 2-0. Suns roll the Mavs up 2-0. And when you start to think about blockbuster trades in the NBA, we always want to go who won and who lost. And in most cases, it's pretty clear. Sometimes we wait a couple of years, but for the most part, you can tell. The Suns robbed the Sixers in order to get Charles Barkley in 1992. The 2007 Celtics essentially traded Al Jefferson for Kevin Garnett. 2011 Clippers, they got Chris Paul for future role players. But this year's blockbuster is harder to grade. The Sixers got James Harden for the Nets in exchange for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and Andre Drummond. And Harden has struggled again last night. And this has led to a lot of disappointment there and what happens after this series. If the Sixers go out, even with Joel Embiid injured, not able to play, although I think he'll be able to play or at least try to play in Game 3, then what happens with James Harden's future? What happens with Doc Rivers' future there? And then there's Ben Simmons. He didn't play a single game this season. And now he's expected to undergo a procedure on his back that will sideline him for another 3 to 4 months. It's impossible for us to predict the future for both of these stars. But as things stand now, you know, it's really hard to say there's any real winner from that midseason blockbuster. You do have Harden on the floor, but when did the Nets know about Ben Simmons' back? This is a herniated disc. He didn't play. Did he have this? Was this an existing injury that he had? He had hurt his back when he was with Philadelphia. But I would think that would be where you start when you bring him in for the physical. And why didn't we know this 2 weeks ago? What has changed where they go, I'll be damned, he's got a herniated disc there. One of the few parts of my body I have not had surgery on, but back surgery, that's an inexact science. It's like shoulders. It's an inexact science. When they cut on you, and even if it's just a procedure, an incision, it's still your back. And he's not going to play for 3 months. This is a guy who needed to play. He needs to play. And he's probably going to, next time we'll see him, will probably be on the court in training camp or maybe preseason. But that's a player who needs to play, that needs to be into a rhythm here, even if it's pickup games against pros. You're not going to have him in the summer league, but Ben Simmons probably going to miss at least 3 months. And then you start to go, okay, what kind of player is he going to be when we get him? He could be physically healthy when we get him. Is he mentally healthy when we get him? Can we put him in certain situations? What situations can we not put him in? I think that's where it gets a little bit tricky. But Ben is in good hands because he's going to have Kyrie Irving there. Kyrie was on Kevin Durant's podcast, and it starts with this question.
Should you have been NBA 75? Should you be on that list?
Absolutely. I don't even want to disrespect all those that are on it at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I really admire a lot of the talent that has come through our league, that has really set cornerstones and foundational, shall I say, pathways for people to follow, right? Or to achieve better, to want to achieve better. So I can't sit here and debate, you know, whether or not I was or I wasn't. I can only tell you how I feel. And absolutely, I feel like I deserve to be on that top 75 list. And simply because I'm part of the revolution of this game.
Alrighty. Yes, you are. I'd love to hear more about how are you part of the revolution? The revolution to sort of play and not play, everything else that's attached to you. Who would you take off the top 75 list? That'd be my next question. He also says that to Kevin Durant, you know, could see us going on a 4-year run of dominance. Well, that kind of times out for a max contract, that if you give me a 4-year contract, and then we'll have a 4-year run. I'd be satisfied with a 1-year run from Kyrie right now. Just a 1-year run. How about you play? You guys do something. Bring it all together. You know, a half year. That might be good enough. But that's sort of what he did this year. Great merchandise there. If you go to danpatrick.com, including, for a limited time only, Fifth Time is a Charm t-shirt, has to do with the Sports Emmy nomination. This program brought to you by Discover. Discover has your back with cashback. Use Discover to earn 5% cashback at gas stations and at Target. And this is now through June. Learn more. Discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. 76ers, the artist formerly known as, they're getting roughed up. You know, the Miami Heat, they have a physical style of defense, and we're seeing this with this 76ers series. It's a bad break with Embiid being out, and you're trying to rely on James Harden to be the old James Harden. He's just an old James Harden. Tyrese Maxey, to me, is really the key to this team, has been the key to this team. I know Embiid is an MVP candidate, but Maxey was the guy. If you watch them this year, he was having a coming out party. He's 21 years of age. But it's not enough against a balanced Miami Heat team. You start to think about when we talk about James Harden, we go, yeah, but he's getting older. Well, we all are. I want to know, what kind of mileage do you have? All right. So at age 32, he has played 942 regular season games. Well, let me go with, he's 32 years of age. He's played a total of 1,087 games. LeBron James is 37. He's played in almost 600 more games than James Harden. This is including the postseason as well. LeBron James takes care of his body. James Harden doesn't. That's it. I mean, James Harden has had a hamstring injury. I can probably point to not being in shape. You know, his lifestyle, does he want to be great? He was great. He wants a long-term, you know, contract, a max. You know, I started wondering about this. Would you rather have James Harden for the next 4 years or Kyrie the next 4 years? And I wouldn't want either.
That's incredibly insulting to Kyrie.
Well, but
that is incredibly insulting to compare him to James Harden.
We all yelled when you said,
like,
that.
If you were gonna say who would you want on your team right now, James Harden or Ben Simmons, I'd be like, gee, that's a tough one. But Kyrie,
I don't know what's, you know, Kyrie. You know, Kyrie now thinks he's part of management and coaching staff. Oh, you know, I guess the nights he doesn't play, he can help coach. But I don't want either one on my team. Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like they're great players who won't help you win a title. If they could both, if you could be that, both great, both will not help you win a title.
Well, Russell Westbrook was like that.
Yeah, he's in that category.
He was great. But he's not going to help you win a championship. Yeah, Marv.
But Kyrie's already won a championship. So you know he can do it?
He was on the team that won the championship.
Yeah.
He's very good, and he hit the biggest shot. But it certainly helped to have, you know, big brother there. You know, Kyrie didn't want to play with LeBron. He didn't want to share the spotlight with him.
That's working out well for
him.
And
then he went to Boston where he wanted to be the star. And then he looked around and went, man, this is tough being the star. You know, I don't want to be here in Boston. And then he went to the Nets. I don't know what he wants to be. Can he be great? Absolutely. I just can't trust him. Part of having great ability is having availability. I got to know you're going to be there. And then I watched James Harden, and I kept thinking, gosh, where's the burst? And it looks like he's going to burst because he doesn't look like he's in shape. Whoa.
Okay. Starburst.
Okay. Bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm James Harden for Starburst.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah. Bloop, bloop. Thank you, Todd. What kind of poll question we got today, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we got a couple here.
All right.
Who was more in the wrong, Madison Bumgarner or the ump who checked his hand?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that coming up. Dang.
That was weird, man.
Yeah. So Madison Bumgarner pitched one inning, got tossed because he had sticky stuff or foreign substance, apparently on his hand. But really, the process of throwing him out of the game, checking his hand, that was creepy. I've gone to palm readers, and they spend less time on my hand than that umpire did with Madison Bumgarner. And the whole staring him down.
What's his deal?
I hate when umpires think they're really important to the game, and they're a personality. But you want to check both pitchers? Fine. That's mandatory. But, oh, my God. Just really it's... That's tough to watch where you go, oh, God, here comes the umpire's ego.
Oh, boy.
All right. You know who they came out to see? Me. That's why when I call you out a third strike, it's hee-ha. They want to see me and they want to hear me.
If the A's had me back here, they'd have twice the fans.
People would come out to see me. They want to see the umpire. Yes. What else do you have?
This one, I need some help with this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Holiday with the best food. Cinco de Mayo. I put St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day has great food.
Yeah, but it's an afterthought.
Okay.
It's like, I got to eat something to soak up this liquor.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, what do you got? Corned beef and cabbage. All right. That'll do it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we can put Thanksgiving on there. I guess we can put Christmas on there.
Well, those are holidays.
Yeah, but they're going to be, Thanksgiving, you think, is going to be the runaway winner.
I don't get cheated around Christmas time.
You know? I feel like if we put those two holidays in there, then we're really tanking.
Well, what's this come down to? Cinco de Mayo and St. Patty's Day? What else? Yeah,
what's the great Italian day?
Every day. Yeah, Paul.
I think I could throw some type of combination of Memorial Day, 4th of July, because you're cooking out. You're grilling.
Okay.
So I think if you said Memorial Day / 4th of July food, you really look forward to spending the day on the grill getting a lot of food.
Okay. So we'll do a hybrid answer, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would just include, just say 4th of July. It's basically the same
They're
food.
All basically the same.
Yes, Todd.
And July 4th, I'd give the edge over Memorial Day because you're grilling and it's likely the weather's going to be nicer. It's hotter in most parts of the country. It's less somber of an occasion.
You're not grilling.
Well, when I have someone grill, but I'm saying if you're going to have your hot dogs, hamburgers, chickens, and steaks, July 4th over Memorial Day weekend, just because it's you can celebrate and not feel guilty about it.
Thank you, John. Yes, Mark.
What are we feeling guilty about?
Well, Memorial Day weekend, everyone, you know, you get the day off, and everyone that a lot of people forget why you're off, and I think you just think you just pig out on hot dogs and hamburgers, and it's a 3-day weekend, but there's obviously more to it than that. That's my point.
All right, thank you. Let's take a break. We're going to regroup here. It was big news yesterday, late in the show. I got word that Peacock was going to spring for everybody to go to the Sports Emmys, all 13 of us, going down on a party bus, got the big German working on that. This could be a disaster. This could be. And then I got to find out if we have alcohol on the way down. We're going to have dinner before or after, and then we got to come back, and then we got to work the next day. Yes, Pauline.
I can almost guarantee 13 people head to New York, 12 or fewer return.
You think we lose somebody?
Someone misses the bus that comes back. I'll promise you.
No. Well, they can't miss it because I have to do a head count here.
Okay.
And if I lose Dylan in the back.
Famous last words from people on nights like this. Yeah, I'll catch up with you. I'll catch up with you means you're never going
to
see that person.
If you go down to the Sports Emmys, you come back from the Sports Emmys. My rules. What, Todd?
What if someone misses the bus, but ultimately they're here and ready to work Wednesday morning?
No, you're not missing the bus. You have to come back with us. That's it. You got to sign parents got to sign a permission slip. Okay? I want you to ask, Paulie's dad's dead. Todd's dead. Dead.
My mom knows how to use a pen.
Never existed.
What dead?
Yeah. Marv wins now. Is it like Marv goes, I don't even know my dad.
Look, my son's always like, but you didn't have a dad. He told me the other day, he said, look on the bright side. You know who didn't have a dad? LeBron James.
Oh,
thanks, son.
You're going to be LeBron James?
No, but he just told me to look on the bright side.
Don't have a dad? Neither did LeBron. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with our poll question, and your phone calls are always welcome. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Jim Jackson, former NBA player, and Mark Sanchez, working for Fox Sports. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. I usually take inventory in the morning to see who is taking M-Drive, and Weeks, our cameraman, goes, hey, I got my scoop today. I said, all right, scoop, there it is. And just check a lot of the backroom guys. Following my lead on M-Drive, everyday supplements for driven dudes. Formulated with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, helps you feel your best every day. You don't want to slow down. M-Drive has a supplement for you. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or visit mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free with shipping. If you don't feel energized after 60 days, money-back guaranteed. Getting older doesn't have to be a bummer. You can still look, feel, and perform at your best with M-Drive. That's why I take M-Drive every day, take a little scoop with my fruit smoothie, and I stay at the top of my game. MDriveDan.com, more strength, energy, tea support. You can fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. I watched a movie last night. I'm going to say it's a sports movie, although most sports movies aren't really sports movies. They're about relationships. This one feels like it's a sports movie. It came out in a pretty good time with movies. 1996 is when this movie came out. Sports-ish related movie. Who wants to guess? Marv?
Tin Cup.
Oh.
Not bad. Wrong. Not bad, but wrong. Anybody? 1996. I'm not going to tell you the sport.
Ah.
Seton?
Is it that... What's the movie with the kids playing hockey? Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks.
Is that in the 90s?
I don't know. Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, you're watching Mighty Ducks.
Yes. That's right. Yes, I was not watching the Mighty Ducks. If I'd be watching the Mighty Ducks, it'd be the actual Anaheim Mighty Ducks, not Emilio Estevez. Yes, Todd.
That wrestler movie, was that in the mid-90s?
The wrestler movie.
I think it was called The Wrestler.
With Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
No. One more guess.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Ooh. No.
That might not have been the 90s either, though.
Yeah, I don't know when that was. Yes, Pauline.
Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Searching for Bobby Fischer. I love that movie.
I know you do.
But that is not the movie that I watched last night. This has... I think at the end of the movie, the band Blues Traveler is performing.
That doesn't narrow it down a lot.
Yes, Marv.
Kingpin.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Nailed it.
Bill Murray, Woody Harrelson, Kingpin. There's some funny, funny moments in
Munson'd.
There.
Munson'd.
Yes. You got Munson'd. Chris Berman has a cameo in it. Chris Schenkel, the late bowling commentator for ABC. Yes, Paul?
My favorite moment of the movie I've mentioned on here before is when Bill Murray's character is Big Ernie McCracken, right?
Yeah.
He's at the diner, and there's four women sitting at the table. And he looks over to him. He goes, hello. And the girl goes, hello. He goes, not you.
And his hair is a mess by the end of, you know, the final bowling match. Big Ern. Yeah. But Blues Traveler, they dress up as the Amish, and they've got beards, and, you know, they're playing the whole role, and they have their song at the very end of the movie. Yeah, Paul.
Bonus question. What famous Major League Baseball player makes a cameo in the movie? Dan, you have to recuse yourself. What famous Major League Baseball player makes a small cameo early in Kingpin?
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens.
Oh, look at you. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Marv is killing it here. The Rocket. All right, Seton. Well, we talked about Madison Bumgarner. He pitches for the Diamondbacks and off to a really good start this year. After the first inning, the umpires will check your hand or glove, see if you have any, sports tack on, any sticky stuff. But it's mandatory that they do it. But if you watch this exchange between Bumgarner and the umpire, what's his name?
Dan Bellino.
It gets personal. Bumgarner had been complaining about the pitches in the first inning. I think he gave up a leadoff home run. So he's already chafed. And the umpire grabs his hand and is not looking at his hand. He's looking at Madison Bumgarner. Well, Bumgarner's looking down at his hand like, all right, what did you find there? And it just got a little frosty there. And all of a sudden, Bumgarner's like, take your effing time. And you say a couple of magical words, and then all of a sudden they run you. Here's Madison Bumgarner after the game. Not sure why he was thrown.
I know why I got thrown out, yes. But you guys seen the video. I don't know if I could say anything that would make the situation better. So what I'm going to say is I'm extremely proud of our team coming back and winning today because I put us in a big hole there. You know, obviously you didn't go into the game with the intention of throwing one in it. So,
have you ever had a hand check quite like that?
No, I haven't seen one like that.
What do you think that he was doing there?
You've seen the video. I've seen the video. I was there. You guys see it plain as day.
He's trying not to get fined there. He's choosing his words carefully. This is what I hate when, you know, an umpire does his job when we don't know that he's doing his job. It's when he doesn't do his job. Like Angel Hernandez. You'll go, he's doing it again. You know, Joe West always seemed to put himself in the position of, hey, I'm the guy who's, you know, this is my domain. And it's not good for baseball. Because then inevitably you'll have this exchange and then the player gets tossed and the umpire gets to kind of get back up on his throne there. But this has happened for decades. You have a couple of magical words there and then you get tossed. But if you watch the video, I would love for the umpire to have to explain, and they're not available after games. But Major League Baseball should be fair to a situation like this and come out and say, you know, we asked some questions. We wanted to find out. Walk me through why you threw this pitcher out. Walk me through that you're trying to stare him down. Now, you're checking the hand. Is that how he normally checks a pitcher's hand? If that's the case, then okay, I can probably complain about your technique. But this looks like an interrogation. I'm staring you down. Go ahead, make eye contact with me. It feels like he's, you know, trying to bait him. And if his goal was to get him tossed, then well done. Yeah, Seton.
Why did he stare at him like that?
I don't know.
Like, why did he do that? It was one inning into the game.
When I was, you know, first meeting my now wife, I would hold her hand and stare into her eyes. But it wasn't like she was looking down at her hand when I was staring into her eyes.
That's like the exact same motion that you use to get engaged.
Yeah,
you're like, I love you. He was 2 seconds away from getting down on one knee.
He was more touchy-feely than I was when I got engaged. But he's staring him down and he's rubbing his hand. He's like, yeah, you going to look at me? You looking at me? I'm going, this is creepy. It's just creepy. Yeah, Paul.
When I first met my wife, I had to fight to keep eye contact with you. You know what I mean? I don't want to get in trouble. Got to be careful.
Wow.
I have a theory.
Wow.
I have an umpire theory. I think not all, but some umpires, many of them are former baseball players at the high school or college level, former minor leaguers, who went into, they want to keep, stay in the sport, which is respectable. I think psychologically, some umpires are failed baseball players, for the lack of a better word, or they didn't reach their dream, and they want to take control on the baseball field because I now have the power back. I'm in charge of the game. I didn't make it, but I made it here, and now I'm in charge of all these millionaire athletes. Some, not all. Like last night, that's the feeling I got. Like, you're going to argue balls and strikes to me in inning one?
Yeah, cool. But why wouldn't you have that in the NFL? Why wouldn't you have that in the NBA?
It's possible you do, but I think umpires in...
And you might have it in the NBA because those guys, you know, a lot of them played and they don't put up with any nonsense there. But if you're complaining balls and strikes, the umpire takes that personally. Like, you're trying to show me up, huh? Yeah, Paul.
I will say that from things I've seen, many of the umpires are refs in football and basketball are businessmen that do that on the side as more like a, not a hobby, but bigger than a hobby. Many umpires in baseball are former minor league baseball players, almost exclusively.
But that would lead me to believe that you understand the game. You understand what it's like to be a player, a pitcher, a hitter, being in those situations, as opposed to the guy who didn't get to play. It's like the guy who works the crosswalk. You know, hey, you don't have a gun. Yeah, but I get to work the crosswalk, and they take, or the mall cop, where you go, easy there. Easy there, Paul Blart. Yes, Paulie. Fritzy?
So that's another category that if it isn't judged or graded, like they decide who's going to be in the playoffs or who gets to do the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals, whatever, they need to add that category, how you carry yourself and how you interact in the field and where, you know, not being able to keep your ego in check. That needs to be graded beyond your ability to call balls and strikes.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, they do have a merit system there, but I would, you know, every umpire has a book. Yeah, everybody knows who that umpire is. You know, remember Eric Gregg famously had a wild strike zone. Was that Levon Hernandez in the playoffs where you're going, I think if you just throw it, he's going to call a strike. There's certain umpires, higher strike zone, certain umpires, lower strike zone, which to me is baffling. How about you just call it, what's a strike and what's not a strike? Not, you know, I give you the high strike. How about we all get together and we go, this is the strike zone, guys. You know, he's a little bit more lenient. He'll give you the black there. Like, really? Yeah, Paul.
By the way, every time you say Madison Bumgarner and Diamondbacks, I can't compute in my head. He is so entrenched to me as a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah.
I think he's been with the Diamondbacks for 3 years.
Yeah.
But his prime years were with the Giants, and that's a weird uniform on him.
Well, he didn't have it on that long last night, we'll say.
How about this? The next game Madison Bumgarner pitches, when he walks out and gets the quick check, he holds the umpire's hand and doesn't let it go. And it says, really, really check me out. Stays there like 45 seconds. That'd be kind of snarky.
Just get, you know, just say to the home umpire, here, come here, hold my hand.
Just hold it.
Just hold my hand. Then you get Hootie and the Blowfish, the music playing over the loudspeaker, hold my hand. And then walk out to the mound and just say, could you escort me out there and feel my hand on the way out there? But I don't know what was going on, but that umpire was staring him down.
Why did he do that?
But that's, Fritzy, do we ask for this umpire?
We are going to.
Okay, thank
you. I don't think they're allowed to talk in previous times.
I just would like to have somebody just tell me, like, what is the process here? Like, I'm staring you down. He's begging him to say something to him, baiting him.
It's like, it's got the same energy as, like, go ahead, punch me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, punch me.
It also has the energy of a man about to ask a woman to marry him, but he's nervous and he's just holding the hand and waiting to do the knee thing.
Mm. No, you're going to look at me? You can look at me. I'm looking at you. That's strange. Andrea in New Jersey leads us off this morning. Good morning, Andrea. What do you have for us?
Good morning, Dan and guys, and shout out to Chat Row. Okay. I have two thoughts today, Dan.
Mm.
Now, you're married to an Italian wife.
Yeah.
So I'm shocked you didn't. I know you said every day is a good day for Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas Eve is the best for holiday food. I mean, come on.
I did say I don't get cheated around Christmas. Because Christmas Eve with the Italians, there's so much food there. And it's such great, you know, you have the raviolis, you have shellfish. They might have a ham in there. Yeah, I don't get cheated. Come Christmas time. Not at all. To me, it's better than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is, here's your turkey. Christmas Eve, bring it all in. Yes, Eden.
Is that Feast of the Seven Fishes?
Yeah.
Is that Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Feast of the Resistance, as I like to call it. Yes, Paul.
I think the first time I was dating an Italian girl, the first day I went to Christmas dinner, I see these tables and tables of shellfish. I was like, are there 30 more people coming that we don't know about? It was like 8 people.
And plus, you know, Italians never run out of food. When they make a meal, they they don't run out of food. They run out of people. It just feels like, wow, they're gonna, you know, because we'll go Easter. Easter's another one where they can dominate. And you're going, man, the raviolis with the gravy is so good. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, make room. We got lamb, and then we got the ham, and then we got the, you know, and then dessert. Yeah, Marv.
And right now you can cue up Seton's Italian accent because they are so insulted. Like, no, I'm full. And Seton's voice, you know, you haven't had enough.
And they're like, what, you want some cold cuts then? I want some cold cuts. Guys, come on. We'll get some sandwiches. We'll have some cold cuts. I know, you're eating stuff.
My late mother-in-law is probably the only Italian mother who ran out of food the first meal I ever had at their house. And it was seafood pasta, and it was unbelievable. And I think I had 4 helpings, and I said, do you have any more? Boy, that's the worst thing that they can hear. And she's like, no. She never ran out of food. Never after that. Pasta fascio!
No more!
Like an opera.
In nomine Patria, Filii, Spiritu Sancti.
Calamar!
What the dopes.
I know. I told my wife, I said, Seton does an impersonation of the Italians. And I did it. And I go, that's kind of funny. She goes, no, it's not.
Yeah.
I said, yes, it is.
No, not funny. It doesn't go over well in my house either.
Yeah,
with
whatever.
The Italians.
God, come on. Get a sense of humor. Come on. We'll take a break. Play of the Day's up next. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selected number 1.
Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God!
The play.
Oh my
God! Of the day.
Cutter left, I got it.
I'm gonna play it and play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Carvajal. It's Carvajal's cross. Rodrigo. Oh, extraordinary! They prayed for miracles, and miracles arrive. Real Madrid, the team of dreams. Where has that come from? How did that happen?
My Real Madrid defeats Manchester City, UEFA Champions League semifinal. It's your play of the day. By the way, that's courtesy of CBS Sports. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels and boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com, get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Not ready to slow down? Then get M-Drive. Next hour, I'm going to talk about the SEC and the Pac-12 commissioners went to Washington, D.C., they want to talk about name, image, and likeness. Former Oklahoma head coach Bob Stoops had this to say about NIL.
Bottom line, be careful what you wish for. All of a sudden, it may be totally different than what we've been used to. My opinion, we need a new leadership group. The NCAA and the way it's been has really failed overall. Who goes by any rules anymore, and who gets, you know, how they enforce it just seems so ambiguous. And so look at Oklahoma State with their basketball program and what happened to them. How wrong. Brutal. Just so wrong and so late, you know, insignificant to the people who actually did it. And then other teams, you know, there's nothing happens to them. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. It just happens in football, too. So it's, I don't know. I've been very disillusioned for a long, long time on the NCAA and just through my football years and how they enforce things or don't.
That's the former Oklahoma head coach, Bob Stoops. That's courtesy of 94.7, the ref in Oklahoma City. I just want to know.
The ref?
Yeah. It's not my radio station. It's just 94.7, the ref in Oklahoma City.
Calling out penalties day and night.
The ref.
Holding on you, 98.7.
No, you're on hold.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna That's put a you double on. Dribble.
Personal fouls on 98.7. With a Z at the end.
The ref.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of traveling, I was watching Ja Morant's, you know, big game-winning shot. That bumps me out. He not only carried the ball, he traveled on the play in hitting the game-winning shot. I know they're not going to call it, but now it's gotten to the point where it's laughable. He has his hand underneath the ball, and then he takes, I think, four steps, maybe five, and they don't call it. And I'm going, come on. Laughable. Disappointing. I went all the way to the top. I went all the way to the top of the food chain and told the commissioner, he's got to do something about this.
That's a technical foul. The ref.
Dan Patrick, 94.7, the ref.
Yeah. The ref could be smoking us in the ratings. I have no idea. But
we only wear striped shirts. Yeah. The ref.
Ref. I always wanted to be the voiceover guy. You know, you'll listen to Sirius XM classic vinyl, and then they'll go into a song. Like, you just get to be that. I actually auditioned to be, you know, the movie trailer. It'd be starting this Friday in a world. It's always in a world.
In a world.
In a world. But those guys make some good money doing that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you could just sit at home and put on your headphones and do some reads. Let them hear what you have to say in a world. And then when you hear it in the theater, man, it sounds great. It like vibrates over your body. But yeah, I did try to do
Don't
that.
Don't miss the morning kickoff. The ref.
94.7. The ref.
Want to whistle while you work? 98.7. The ref.
Thank you, Todd.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Let me get a couple more phone calls in here. Chuck in Minnesota. Hi, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Nice to finally chat with you. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
510-240. You didn't get the message to introduce it as little from Little Falls, Minnesota, home of the world's largest ice carousel?
No.
Apparently that message didn't
No, Tyler Tyler just said Minnesota up here, Chuck.
Okay, no problem. So a couple questions and thoughts. One yesterday you were talking about the mentoring situation with Ryan.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking if I'm the starting quarterback, you know, I get injured for six games. I want my backup to be as good as possible because, you know, if I lead him off, start him with a 5-1 record, and he comes in and, you know, sucks.
I mentioned that yesterday, Chuck, that Ryan Tannehill knows that that's the future. Ryan Tannehill did not have a good couple of months here. That you lose, you look bad against the Bengals. A.J. Brown goes to the Eagles. And they drafted Malik Willis. If they felt good about you, they wouldn't have drafted Malik Willis. But they got a bargain pick. No, they got him in the third round. He's going to sit for a year or two. And I don't know if he's going to be ready or not. But he does have the talent qualities that might lead to being a starting quarterback in the NFL. But I'm going to talk to Mark Sanchez about this a little bit later on. I don't think it's his job to – the headline looked bad. And if you just take the one quote, you know, I'm not here to mentor him. I think if you listen to everything, and you'll be a little more fair to Ryan Tannehill. But I think it's more of just watch me. I don't know if anybody said that to Cal Ripken or Kobe or – I mean, let's be fair in other sports. Do you do that? When the rookie comes up, do you have somebody saying, hey – he's coming in to take my job. Let me mentor him. It's just the quarterbacking position, it feels like. If I'm Ryan Tannehill, I say to Malik Willis, if you have questions, let me know. But watch what I do, because there could be a point this upcoming season where Malik Willis comes in and plays 3 or 4 games. Brady got suspended a few years ago. Jimmy Garoppolo came in and played. You're training your replacement. But also, if you have confidence, then you don't worry about that. I think, you know, Brett Favre realized, all right, he drafted Aaron Rodgers. And then he saw Aaron Rodgers. And then he went, all right, they're going to get rid of me. And then he tried to force the issue. It's like, all right, you want to hurt me? I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to go to Minnesota. No, we're going to send you to the Jets. Well, then I'm going to Minnesota, but I'm going to hurt you. Ryan Tannehill doesn't have that position, that status right now. And he played poorly in a game. They were the number one seed. And what did he throw? 3 interceptions. He put himself in this situation. But if I'm Tennessee and I have a chance to take a flyer on somebody, 3rd round with maybe 1st round talent, but just needs more experience, then I do that. I got a quarterback and he's going to be cheap. You know, for at least 2 years where he might not be starting. After that, he's still going to be cheap for a starting quarterback. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Seton, what's the poll question we went with?
We went with which holiday has the better food.
Oh, okay.
Right now, 4th of July, et cetera, running away with
Whoa! Yeah, but that's just corn, hot dogs, and hamburgers, isn't it?
Exactly. Not listening to the ref? That's a violation.
We're going offside next.
Illegal touching. We're in favor of it.
One more item as we close out hour one. The great folks at Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground in its Do Good Village, located in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind, it's a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients, so together these families can heal. It's a special place. Families know that their neighbors understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life and do that together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure. But it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. You can go to the letter T, number 2, letter T.org, and you can donate $11 a month. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11. Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. Letter T, number 2, letter T.org. Thank you.
Who will be selected number 1? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number 1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.